League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Happy March. This is Ruthless Aggression. I am Pierce. Rob and Chris are with me always. We got a month of February 2007 to wrap up, which means No Way Out 2007, which means nice little tag team match involving the main event or championships. I forget. I can't really call that a main event because it was the fourth match on the card. The championship matches of the upcoming WrestleMania. So we're on the road to WrestleMania there, as we are on the road to WrestleMania here in real life. And this is Triple H's first WrestleMania. How would you say the road has been so far when you take in everything from the last couple months?
I think it's been fine. I think he's playing it safe a little bit. I don't think it's a criticism. I just, you know, it's, you know, Edge and Finn is finally getting finished off. You know, the Brock and Lashley stuff we can maybe get into a little bit more because that's been weird, but I don't think that's entirely Triple H's fault.
Let's start there because we didn't really get an opportunity to go a little bit into that. We were just a little bit miffed at the ending and it kind of being put away for a little bit. I don't understand why you would kind of drag this on and then do this match in Elimination Chamber when, like, that would have been an appropriate WrestleMania match. And I don't think anybody wants to see the two of them face the folks that they're going to see at Mania. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Oh, well, it seems like, you know, there's something going on with Brock, or that PW Insider post. It didn't say he was retiring or whatever. I know they clarified that, but it did say that, you know, he was saying goodbye to people or whatever at Raw, and really? Not that he's wrapping up necessarily. But, you know, there's more stuff coming out about him than there usually is. So, yeah. You know, there's the whole, you know, the Brock and Omos thing feels like a Vince match, and
definitely
that was the whole thing. And so it's pretty clear that, you know, maybe Brock doesn't want to work with certain people. I don't know. I mean, it's strange that you end up on Omos when he hasn't been on TV in 3 months. But yeah. I mean, I think the criticisms about the match, I think, are a little overblown because it's going to be short. It'll be inoffensive. Like, it'll be cool.
Specifically, the criticism about that match. I think one people are worried about are Lashley and Wyatt. But at least we know with Brock, they're going to keep this at a point where, you know, Brock probably gets beat down by Omos and then he makes a big comeback. It's over in 5-7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the Lashley and Bray one, the build for that's been a little weird so far.
Has it really been weird?
I wouldn't even say it's weird. I just don't think Lashley is somebody who can really bounce off.
Well,
I don't think that too.
And I also think it hasn't been good.
Yeah. And like, obviously Bray is such a strong talker, and Lashley comparatively is not.
Yeah,
that's not, you know, something that it's something that he can obviously has proven over the past few years he can get away with it. But in a feud like this, you know, you need to, because a lot of it is going to be, you know, centered on Bray's monologues and not so much the wrestling. So Lashley's going to get that same opportunity, and it's not going to, you're not going to meet the same standard there. You're asking a lot. So I think
it was weird though on SmackDown, like, you know, they had the Lashley and Uncle Howdy thing. Lashley just beat him up.
Well, I mean, like, Lashley, of course he did.
No, I know, but why hasn't anyone else just tried that?
Because everyone
it's LA Knight was the only guy.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But also if Lashley was scared of him, he can be crying that he was scared of him.
Oh yeah.
It's like you gotta have him, you know, do something.
Yeah. That's
I also
fair.
Think it would be very wuss of Bobby Lashley. I don't
Baron.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I live right next to the on ramp to an interstate, and it just very scared the hell out of me because there's two ways to get on the interstate. Anyway, I think it would be really wuss of Lashley if all of a sudden Bray is the one that scares him or that freaks him out.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's some weird elements there, and he could be weirded out or like, yo, why is this dude targeting me?
For sure.
But I see, for me, it's like, go ahead.
But also, we do still have a month worth of TV left.
Right. We got a month to kind of flesh everything out. But for me, the start's been underwhelming. And it's been underwhelming because, you know, I'm watching through the lens of my girlfriend now. And so, like, I know what she's interested in as a cat. This is the road to WrestleMania. This is what you're trying to bring in is the casual fan. So I'm watching it through the lens of the casual fan. And me, like, they did the Firefly Funhouse. I'm sitting like, all right, you know, this is weird Bray. He's going to do some weird shit, but let's just sit here and watch. I didn't try to like pump it up too much, but I just kind of laid out like, yo, this is going to be a little bit peculiar. And it was not good. And we all just sat there just like, yo, what are we watching? This is, hey, if we get the payoff down the line, you know, it is what it is. But right now it's not good. It's not interesting, and that's been an often theme of Bray. Is we get into a lull with Bray's character or Bray's in-ring work, and it sours by the point we get to the ring.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when he came back, it kind of felt different and new, and now he's just kind of doing the same stuff he was doing before he left, which I know people like that. I like more the stuff we saw when he was, you know, in the process of coming back, and then those first couple times he came back, I'd prefer that to this.
Exactly. But me from, you know, you were talking about kind of taking it safe back to Triple H and the road to WrestleMania. He is. And maybe that's for the better. You know, we're hearing reports that you know, some guys aren't going to be on the card. Some girls aren't going to be on the card. And, you know, folks need to hear that. You know, we've gotten so comfortable with you get a WrestleMania match because you're on the card and you need to make a paycheck and we got to fix you on so you don't be upset. And there's a point where wrestlers might be getting entitled, you know, and we got to, while I go turn off dishwasher real quick, give me 10 seconds. We got to make sure wrestlers stop feeling entitled and earn their spot on WrestleMania again.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I mean, like, the thing is, too, it's not like it's loaded up with a bunch of part-timers. Like, it's going to be John Cena and Logan Paul, I guess. Maybe it counts. That's about it, though. Like, they're not having, like, a big celebrity match that we know of right now.
And if they did, it would have to be geared into it right now, which they're not going to, clearly.
So. Yeah, but it's not like, you know, Goldberg's coming in or whatever.
I think that this is... I think it's been fine, and obviously I think in March you're gonna see, because I mean this week's Raw is pretty loaded.
Yeah.
SmackDown this past week was pretty loaded as well. They're loading up next week's show too. So you're gonna start seeing a little bit more intensity there, and I think that's
intensity. Wants.
Yeah, and I think that you are gonna get that on Monday. I think with the Seth Logan Paul segment planned with Cena and, you know, say what you will about him, you know, they'll do something with Theory.
Yeah.
The aftermath of the conclusion of Raw is something that, you know, is interesting to me, because I think I know exactly where they're going, and the idea of Bayley versus Trish Stratus at WrestleMania very deeply intrigues me.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, do you want to talk about folks being upset about Damage Control not getting a match? Because you were very passionate, and I think you had a really strong point.
I think... My thing just is, like, when it comes to this stuff, is, sure, it's not ideal if they lose that going into Mania. I get that. I understand. The thing is, you have to, it's sort of like what I said. If you like a villain in wrestling, chances are you're going to have a bad time, because they're going to lose more often than not, because that's what villains do. If you don't accept that, if you don't come to that conclusion that, okay, I'm going to root for these people, but every now and then they're going to lose, just on TV or whatever, you're going to have an even worse time.
Yeah.
You just are. And I think that ultimately, if the plans go the way that I think they're going to go, and this is mostly just me openly speculating and giving information that we have. Speculation, and people have reported, Meltzer reported this a while back, that it was going to be Damage Control against Ronda and Shane. Well, they flipped the titles, so it might end up being Becky and Lita versus Ronda and Shayna for the titles. Here's my thing with that thought. Okay. Damage Control is not fighting for a championship. But is that not sort of the point here? Because while they were champions, they didn't defend it too much. They only defended it against people who were within their story.
Yeah,
right?
They were champions within story.
Yeah, they were champions within story. They built up a long reign, but they were champions within story. And so, to be honest, if this people keep projecting this six-woman tag for Mania between Damage Control and Trish, Becky, and Lita, I want to know what people think, how people think that's going to go.
Or why do you think it needs to happen?
Or that. And it's like, you can't take away the tag titles from being defended at Mania. For some people, that's the only chance that they get.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to be honest, and also to another point, that would be the fifth multi-person match for Bayley at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Why does that need to keep happening?
And how many times do you have a multi-person match? You said Bayley had a multi-man match. How many times have it been a multi-person match, tag match at WrestleMania? Eight-man tag match.
Yeah.
Tag team turmoil. We did the same shit last year with the tag titles that I think we did the year before that we did 2 years before that. So we kind of got to move on from that. And on top of that, Damage Control don't need a WrestleMania match if Bayley has a WrestleMania match. Because guess what Damage Control is going to be? Feeding off of the energy of two of the greatest women's champions ever.
Yeah. And it's like, if the sacrifice needs to be made for Bayley Trish to happen, as a Bayley fan, first and foremost, I will take that 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to them, Bill. Obviously no one wants to miss WrestleMania. I get it. I felt like shit 2 years ago when that happened to Bayley. That sucks. But there's obviously a comparison here. They've only been on the main roster since July.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, like, either Rhea or Dakota could very easily be Queen of the Ring or Money in the Bank.
That too,
they'll be fine. They're still threats.
And to the point where I think that this isn't just ending at Mania. If you have Bayley, Io, and Dakota fighting another trio, don't hold the tag titles hostage then. Someone else, Ronda and Shayna, people don't like Ronda. I get that. The good thing about Ronda is that she's willing to work the mid-card.
Mm-hmm.
She's proven that. The matches may not always hit, but she's proven that she wants to work.
Yeah.
And I think that Ronda and Shayna would take those titles and they would make them work because it would be in a separate universe away from everything else, which is what I thought everyone was complaining about, that the tag titles were used for this, or they were used for that, or they were to prop up storylines.
Well, Ronda's hurt now, but
it doesn't seem serious.
It seems like she'll be back for
WrestleMania. Based on everything that I've heard, it's a minor injury that they were just playing caution because she's probably getting that Mania tag title.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of weird to do Ronda and Becky in that fashion instead of just doing the match.
Well, that's the way you can avoid either being pinned. Shane will probably make me to tap out.
Yeah, I mean, fair, but you had to come up with, you know, a finish in the match they had the first time, and 3 years later, they still can't just do business, or 4 years later.
Sometimes that happens.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
Fair.
Again, these are the sacrifices that have to be made for Bayley to finally get a premium Mania match, first time wrestling in front of a crowd at WrestleMania since 2019. Yeah. I will take that. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I'm sorry to everyone who might be upset. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
For me, I can't fake it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. I can't fake it.
No, I mean, what's... I'm on Chris's side 1,000% here because I think overall, there's two things that matter when you clump together all the wrestlers within... Well, sorry, three things. One of those... four things. I keep forgetting Ronda's on there. One and two is you need both Becky and Ronda in premium spots. They both have to be on the card. Yeah. It has to be a match that's meaningful. Becky was looking at not being on the card at all. And Ronda's working her stuff with Shayna. And, you know, no matter how you feel about the two of them and what happened 4 years ago, I think that's a perfect built-in story right off the bat. And hey, Becky gets to have a WrestleMania match with I think one of her idols in Lita. So, like, you know, cool moment, kind of like a Kevin Owens work in Austin last year thing.
Yeah.
Number three things that mattered is that Trish has to have a big Mania match because you've signed Trish on to do this. A six-man tag is not a big meaningful match for Trish Stratus. Nope. You know what's a big meaningful match? A match with one of their biggest stars one-on-one, which brings you to number four and ultimately the biggest thing of everyone involved here is that Bayley needs to have a major WrestleMania match after so many years of not performing at WrestleMania or not having a meaningful match in front of a crowd. If you really want to keep it a buck, she ain't had a meaningful match. That's including the first one.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's true.
Yep.
Because
if you really want to keep it a buck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for her to have a moment at WrestleMania with Trish Stratus, sign me up. Sign me up because she needs that for her legacy. I think everybody else has something that they could point to, but Bayley on the main roster. Give that to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just kind of one more thing on the build overall. Like, it feels like, and it's weird because it's, you know, 9 months into Triple H or whatever. This is finally him, like, getting his pieces all in line for, like, you know, because for the however long he's been kind of tying up loose ends that he was left with or whatever, it feels like, you know, there's going to be a draft probably in the next month or so. Feels like we're a little overdue for that. And he's just kind of finally positioning people where they need to be. And especially for the women, you know, kind of starting to elevate some new ones towards the top. Like, you know, they've been keeping Liv fresh, obviously. You know, Rhea's going to play in because, you know, you're not going to have the four horsewomen forever and they don't need to be on top forever. I mean, there's only three left there right now, obviously, anyway. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think he's doing a good job with that. I know not everyone always loves the execution, but I think the thought process is sound.
Agreed.
All right. Oh, wait, am I still on? Oh, I just clicked on a different thing. I thought I clicked off my mic and I never clicked it off. Either way.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, we're always good. So we took a while to get into our first topic here because that was such a good discussion. The main event of WrestleMania, if you haven't heard, is the WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns. He's closing in on 1,000 days. Good Lord. Taking on Cody Rhodes. And excellent promos throughout. We talk about Heyman and Cody. Cody having to go out on Raw doing work by himself. I think he's really, you know, stamped himself as a top babyface. Not the top babyface, but a. But then last Friday night, when you finally get both of them in the ring together, I don't think we've, at least since, 2013 or 2014, but at least not when they're both singularly on the same plane.
Yeah.
And I think the two of them on a mic can capture a lot of magic. I personally don't want to see them touch, at least until a week or 2 weeks out from WrestleMania, because I think there's so much story that the two of them can tell while also being respectful to the fact that this man is Dusty Rhodes' son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think the promo on Friday was good. And I was wondering, like, how long are they going to keep them apart from each other? Because, you know, they did the one Heyman promo that was very good. And then the one where Cody was in the ring and Paul was on the screen, that one was kind of just okay.
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, yeah, how long are they going to wait? Because, you know, I don't think they're going to have Roman come to Raw, you know, when Cena's there. And then they just announced it for SmackDown instead. So I'm like, okay. And yeah, they hit a home run. I'm sure they'll do like a contract signing at some point, just really bring it home. But I don't know how much more you really need to do with them too, like in the ring at the same time. And I think Roman is booked for Raw. 20th in St. Louis because we're going to be there. He's on the ad. So,
Yeah, boo Roman for, yeah. I mean, a different tour, but I was going to say boo Roman for not being in Trenton tonight. Because I really, I told my girl she really wanted to see Roman. I told her, like, hey, it's going to be Cody, Becky, and Seth, the no Roman.
But,
it's fucking bald.
Yeah, that might be the only time he shows up on Raw, and then they'll probably have Cody come to SmackDown, new contract signing, kind of really drive it home, and it's all they really need. Like, Cody can still just have matches with people. He had a great match with Gable the other day. You know, Roman, they're doing a good job, I think, making him more paranoid.
Right. Not scared or fearful, but, yeah, just kind of paranoid of his own surroundings.
Yeah, just kind of starting to realize that maybe it's all going to start crumbling soon for various reasons, and yeah, it's been great, man.
Chris, how you feeling about this this main event lead?
You know, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's just always continually funny to see people like trying to wish Cody to be booed. Yeah, I know that he obviously has his fair share of people who hate on him, and I understand that. But it's just really weird that this just keeps happening. And then every time he comes out, the reaction just gets more overwhelming.
Yeah,
right.
Thing along with the theme song,
Chris,
and everything.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but outside of Drew Mack overseas or Sammy in Canada, Cody's gotten the biggest pop standing right next to Roman since Roman's reign.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question. No question about that. So I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the promos. I really enjoyed Fridays, although I missed Roman doing a Dusty impression, apparently, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a really good Dusty impression. Why the fuck is this just like everybody on the roster can pull out a Dusty on cue?
I really like that they went for the angle that they did where, you know, Roman brought up the fact that Dusty taught him everything that he knows and whatnot. And, you know, I thought I really wanted them to touch on that, obviously, because, you know, Roman obviously was in NXT and FCW while Dusty was there. So I'm glad that they went for that angle. It was an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them for doing that. Yeah, like you guys have been saying, they should not touch gloves at all until they make their first moves in the Mania match on night two in the main event.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that. I think you can continue to have, you know, Sammy, he's facing Jimmy on Raw, so you can have him continue to try and, you know, break the bloodline down further and have him be the workhorse of this quote-unquote feud in the story, while Cody just waits and lingers in the background. And
exactly.
You deliver another face-to-face with them. Maybe it's a contract sign. Maybe it's just a face-to-face with, like, Corey or even Michael Cole doing an interview in the ring.
Yeah.
You just make it this one big, spectacular segment going into WrestleMania on SmackDown. That's what I would
do. Yeah. Cody.
Don't let them get physical.
Cody doesn't have to do much
here
because you have the expanded storyline and the bloodline and the crumbling of the bloodline and how Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will factor into that. You know, that's going to drive television until WrestleMania. So it's not much Cody himself needs to do beyond wrestling in the ring, preparing for the match, continuing to build up that babyface momentum and the babyface sympathy. And the best way for that babyface sympathy to be expressed upon television is the Dusty angle. And the fact that they haven't made it crass or crude or disrespectful, this shows you this isn't Vince McMahon's WrestleMania or Vince McMahon's WWE, because Vince definitely would have tried to desecrate Dusty's history and say, oh, it's all business. Cody's not going for that, and I thank God they're not going, and Roman's not going to go for that either, because it would be very crude of any of those kids who grew up under Dusty's NXT to now take shots at Dusty. Of course, Seth's going to be snide, but nothing Seth did was malicious beyond wearing the fucking polka dots.
Snide, so being an asshole with the polka dots.
Exactly. Exactly. But, like, yeah, you know, that's, we know the conflict with Roman Reigns in how Roman Reigns' story gets to WrestleMania. It's Cody's that needs to be told on television. It needs to be told beyond, I'm Cody Rhodes and I was in AEW or I was in the other place making chaos, ha ha ha, wink wink, and now I've come to win back the title. The whole story from day one, or day two, or day three technically, it was him coming back and winning the title that his father never won, or winning a title. Well, no, it's WWE, right? Because he's won World Heavyweight Championships, I believe. He won WCW, I think. NWA. Yeah. But to finally win, you know, the strap and the belt, to do that is what he came here to do. And, like, that's the built-in story. Let's see that. Let's build up that, you know, kind of, you know, sympathy and that kind of babyface momentum for him on television. They've done a great job of, you know, trying to supplement both. It's such a very tangled web, you know, because of everything that's expanded. But I think Triple H has done a wonderful job with it. And, you know, for both of those matches with the Usos and what's going on with them, and trying to also tell both the championship storyline as well, is such a hard job, but he's making great television out of both.
Mm-hmm.
And to cap the road to WrestleMania, so we can go to Roadblock. Everything's just kind of like, you know, your two main storylines. Not to say that everything going on with the women isn't, you know, important, but your two main storylines is what's happening with the Bloodline and then the main event. But everything else seems like it's perfectly coalescing to supplement that. So I'm very excited for what we're going to get from WrestleMania, from the undercard, from the main event. I think there's a lot to like. It's something for everyone, I think. And hopefully we're not getting any filler, and we're getting a lot of good payoffs to a lot of shit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. There's like 13 projected matches right now for the show. Which means that they're either going to put one more match if they want to do 7 for each night, or they're going to put 3 more matches if they want to do 8 more each night. But to be honest, if you go through, because I wrote this down, if you go through, there's not a whole lot of possibilities building out of this just based on the field right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Cody Roman. You have what's likely to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn against the Usos. You have your two women's championship matches, Bianca versus Asuka, Charlotte versus Rhea.
Yep.
You're going to have a women's tag team title match. You're going to have an IC title match. I'm assuming it's going to be Gunther versus Drew versus Sheamus based on what happened
on Friday.
I would presume Cena versus Theory for the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Theory's dropping. I think if Theory drops, that signals that they will probably do something for the U.S. title, but I ultimately don't think they need to.
No.
Because there's nobody who's like... they built up that could take it.
Yeah.
Because all of them have lost. And then you have, you know, your big non-title matches. You have Logan Seth.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to probably have Bayley Trish.
Yep.
You have Finn Edge.
Yep.
Which might be a gimmick. You're probably going to have Rey and Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you could have maybe done Rey and Santos versus Dom and Priest, but it's going to be Rey and Dom.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm going through my head. I mean, I can't really think of too much else.
I would be for...
I think what I would do is I would follow the same formula from 37. I would do a tag contenders match on night one.
Yeah.
And then have the winner go on to night two to face Becky and Lita.
Because
that way it's a way to get people on the card without it being a stakeless match like a battle royal or something dumb like that.
Yeah.
And I would say if you want to get US.
What are the two other matches? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to get the US title off of that, the Cena match, because frankly, I don't think you need to do it. That's your multi-man if you're so desperate to have a multi-man, because you got a lot of guys on Raw, you know, Gargano and Bronson Reed. And like, if you want to get those kids a WrestleMania match and then make it meaningful, then that's the way you do it. But I think that 13, 14, you know, space it out, give some good times to some matches. I think you got one match that's a definite short one that's going to be like 8-10 minutes an hour.
Oh, Rocco Moss, yeah.
And then another theatrical match that hopefully doesn't take up much time beyond the entrances.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of divvy up time beyond that.
That's fair.
I think they got something good.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't make it.
Yeah, and I agree with your point before, Pierce, when you were saying that there might be some entitlement for Mania spots. Listen, I'm sympathetic to people who miss Mania. Clearly, I already said that and went through it. But at the same time, it's WrestleMania. It should mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like the participatory matches.
No.
I know that I just said that, you know, do that, but that's at least that's not contrived anymore, because they're actually building tag teams.
Right.
They're not just drawing them out of a hat like they did.
No, I agree. It just feels like it could be 1 4-hour show then. But when you lay it out like you just did, all the matches kind of make sense. They Nothing's just, forced. Exactly. So like
exactly.
You know, the two night things.
Them trying to force a 5-on-5 tag match or a 4-on-4 tag match that doesn't make any fucking sense. You don't need that.
No.
And it's not, like, the thing that's different now, like, it's not, you don't get a pay-per-view payday anymore based on the buys of the DVDs or whatever, because they're all just on Peacock anyway. So I think you just kind of get, you know, I'm pretty sure the people in the Andre get, like, a WrestleMania payday when they do it on SmackDown, so, just because they're out there already, and so.
I forgot about that. NXT Roadblock is this upcoming Tuesday. We're skipping AEW. If you like, I obviously didn't realize we're recording this Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, right before Revolution. So we'll talk about Revolution next week.
That feels like a 60-minute show that you know we'll need to talk about the aftermath
for. We're really gonna talk about a 60-minute Iron Man.
Yeah, match. That's the thing.
So yeah, let's talk about NXT. It's a weird one because there's only one championship match, and that's Roxanne Perez against Mako Satomura. And it's a good experience for Roxanne Perez. It's a good experience for Roxanne Perez.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I don't mind the card. Like, I tuned in last week. I don't usually watch NXT, but I wasn't doing anything, so I'm like, I'll put it on. It's pretty good. They did a good job building to this show, I think. I like using Braun in a six-man here instead of, you know, giving him, like, just a title defense. You know, they're paying off Gigi and JC. Well, I don't know if they're paying it off. They might do one more match down the line. It's a really inoffensive card. I like how they do the TV specials usually. You get five matches here, and they're a little more important than just a regular TV show. Like, I think Roxanne Mako Satomura is going to be very good. I thought they would do that in LA, so I don't know what their plan is there.
I don't know what their plan for a lot of things are. Like, is it going to be Braun against Carmelo? Because Jinder Mahal is kind of getting a setup for something.
Well, yeah, because they did Braun against Jinder a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did do Braun versus Jinder a couple weeks ago. I could see them doing like a post-match angle with Melo since he's not wrestling on it.
Yeah.
As far as Roxanne in LA, it's either going to be Tiffany Stratton, who announced her intentions to go after the title on Tuesday, or if she's good, Cora Jade. But, Cora right now is on the sidelines. She herself has said she's going to do stuff, but she seems like she's been in a better mood lately. But when she's ready, she's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
But Roxanne and Mako is going to be a lot of fun.
It should be.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, Dijak and Tony D'Angelo are doing a jailhouse street fight. That'll be fun. I mean,
Dijak's going to kick his ass. I can't wait. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I know Shawn Michaels on the Grayson Waller
Effect.
Probably set up a match with Dragon Lee, you have to imagine. I mean,
is either going to be Dragon Lee or it's going to be Gargano?
That's fair.
Because I think Gargano, you know, Grayson sent him out of the territory. Gargano is obviously friendly with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do that, I wouldn't necessarily be mad. But obviously, Gargano, we don't even know if he's going to be booked for WrestleMania. So maybe he will be. And this will probably be a setup for Dragon.
Braun and the Creeds on the same team is awesome. I hope they do that more often. They're going to just throw guys around. The Creeds are basically just the Steiners anyway, so it's cool. this show should be entertaining. Like I said, I like how they do their TV specials. NXT, I've realized on a week to week basis, is not for me, but like for this and the takeovers, why not?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very fun on Tuesday. Let's go back to 2007. We got to finish up this month, so.
We do. We have a lot to cover here. The build to WrestleMania, we'll get into it a little bit more. Starting off with your top five songs for the week of February. Tree is up to 4. Say It Right stays at 3. This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arms Race, stays at 2. And Irreplaceable stays at 1. Top five movies, down to number five is Night at the Museum, down to four is Smokin' Aces, down to three is Epic Movie. Debuting at number two is Because I Said So, and debuting at number one is The Messengers.
I don't remember The Messengers. What the fuck was that?
I don't either.
I don't remember that either, to be honest.
Get into Raw from Sioux City, Iowa. Undertaker's here. Maybe he'll make his decision tonight, but then Cena comes out, and then Lashley, and then Batista, and he looks all three of them up and down, and then goes in front of Batista and does a throat slash, so I guess he's going to face Batista. Shawn Michaels comes out and says that since, you know, Undertaker's facing Batista, John Cena doesn't have an opponent for WrestleMania, and he'll face Cena, but Randy Orton says that he can face Cena, not Shawn. He's not asking, he's demanding. That brings Edge out. Since he's never lost at WrestleMania, it's actually his title shot. And then Vince comes out, says they shouldn't be out here in the middle of cornfield in Iowa anyway, but they're here. He wants to know why everyone's challenging Cena but not Lashley. And it's because Lashley's the best champion in the ring in the moment. Lashley's going to defend his title tonight against someone on Raw, but first we'll get back to the Cena business here. Tonight in the main event, it'll be Randy Orton versus Edge versus Shawn Michaels, and the winner will face John Cena at WrestleMania. Everyone leaves, and then Undertaker chokeslams Batista.
You know, I'll be honest with you, this was probably a good segment. Way too much going on.
Very long.
Way too much going on.
Yeah.
Not only way too much going on, it's a lot of shit that don't even involve where we're going for Mania.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're just Lashley just standing there, like.
And, you know, having all those entrances back-to-back, like, no one talks till, like, 12 minutes into the show, too, which is, you know. So, yeah.
It's silly. It's just they programmed way too much here. Nothing could breathe. You could immediately after Taker challenged Batista, you immediately went to Shawn, and then you went to Vince babbling on and talking about Lashley, and then talking about going back to the Raw stuff, and then Batista is chokeslam. Like, too much.
Yeah,
too much.
World's Greatest Tag Team and Chris Masters pick up a win against Carlito in Crime Time.
That's Kenny a 2007 six-man tag for you.
2007 ass match.
You know what? I don't think I'll complain about the tag matches. Lashley
tonight for the ECW title. Vince says that's fine, and then gets a letter that Donald Trump will be getting Raw next week with a business proposal.
No, I'm good.
Raw, which will be on Thursday.
Yes, dog show.
Yes.
Yeah. If Ric Flair beats Jeff Hardy tonight, he gets an Intercontinental title shot at WrestleMania, so be on the lookout for that.
Do we need that?
No, not really. Umaga defeats Balls Mahoney. It's Melina to retain the women's championship. Kind of just all filler there.
Yep.
Cena goes into Shawn's locker room, and Shawn cuts him off, says he knows that he's there to wish him luck and to have a great match. And Cena says actually he would like Edge to win because he's beat him several times before. He just wants Shawn to be safe out there because they're still tag team champions.
Damn, taking a dick.
Fair.
Ric Flair versus Jeff Hardy occurs. Rick worked the leg for most of the match and seemed to have the upper hand. However, Jeff rolled him up for the win, so there will be no IC championship opportunity for him.
No.
Bobby Lashley defeated Kenny Dykstra. Edge and Orton said they were going to work together to take Shawn out, and then it's every man for himself. And that's why, quote unquote, guys like Carlito aren't in the main event ever. Because he's lazy, feels kind of off-putting. Then we get our Triple Threat number one contenders match. The winner goes to WrestleMania. This is a pretty awesome match, I'm not going to lie, in terms of TV main events. Edge, Orton, and Michaels, all of whom have worked great with each other in the past. So no surprise that their styles really blended well here. I thought the finish was great.
Yeah,
amazing. Edge went for the spear. Shawn moved. He speared Randy, and then Michaels immediately hit him with Sweet Chin Music on Edge for the win. This is not the first time that they're going to have an awesome sequence around each other. We'll circle back to that in April.
Yeah.
Steve then came out, stared him down. The Undertaker and Batista came out and stared them down. Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Raw matches that ever took place, because they had such great chemistry together, and as we'll see in a couple months when you add Cena into the dynamic. But it's also, I don't want to say it's the start of, because, like, you know, he had a good January as well. But Shawn Michaels is in the midst of an amazing 2007.
Oh, yeah.
And putting together incredible main event match after incredible main event match. It trickles into 2008, mind you. But I think 07 is such a resurgence, because 2006 was a little bit of a lull, right? He does the Vince shit. You bring back DX. It seems like a start of the twilight of Shawn Michaels. But then 2007 comes back. It's like, yo, I still put together bangers. And he had two young guys in Orton and Edge who were willing to work and go out there and make an incredible match. And this, I love this match just as equally as I love the match that him and Cena have, you know, in a couple months, because he had some great Raw main events in 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. So move on to ECW from Omaha. The ECW originals are in the ring, and then Vince comes out and calls them some dinosaurs. It's time to unleash a new breed. ECW's not doing well. Not a very good show. Speaking of ECW, Snitsky's coming. So that'll fix things.
Yeah.
Kevin Thorne defeats Tommy Dreamer. Hardcore Holly facing Lashley tonight. He's going to prove to everyone why he should be ECW champion. And then they do that match, and Lashley wins, and Snitsky attacks him after. So I guess Snitsky's going to be in the ECW title program soon.
Yep.
Marcus Corvin defeats Balls Mahoney. Elijah Burke defeats Rob Van Dam. New Breed beats down RVD, but the ECW originals come out and make the save, and that was ECW.
Another grand episode.
Yeah.
We moved to SmackDown from Omaha, Nebraska as well. The Undertaker beat Miz in like 3 minutes. Then, for whatever reason, Deuce and Domino beat Kendrick in London again. That happened last time we were around, I believe, and now it is happening for a second time.
Yep.
Booker T told Teddy Long, I'm sorry, that he wanted Kane suspended, but Long said he wasn't here for his whining or drama, and said they can settle it man-to-man and no way out. We get Matt Hardy versus Joey Mercury. They went 13 minutes. They referenced something that happened 2 months ago when they had a tag match at the Royal Rumble. I don't get this one.
No.
I don't get why this has to go 13 minutes.
No.
We get it. Joey Mercury won. Mr. Kennedy was here, but not for his match against Batista, but for a promo. And ever since Monday, he's been hearing people talk about how the main event will be Batista versus The Undertaker, and Kennedy's being overlooked. Is what if he beats Batista tonight, and then he faces The Undertaker at Mania? He should have won the title at the Rumble. Batista knows it. He guaranteed victory. And eventually, Batista came out, and they brawled. Finlay worked Boogeyman. Boogeyman was going to warn Finlay, but Hornswoggle stole the bag, and then Boogeyman got it back and goes to warn Hornswoggle. But the ref broke it up, and Finlay hit Boogeyman with the shillelagh for the win. Daivari beat Gregory Helms in a non-title match. Got a WrestleMania recall with Pete Rose. Teddy Long announced the Diva Talent Contest at No Way Out. And Mr. Kennedy booked Batista for the World Heavyweight title. It's kind of plotting to start. Then the ref was eventually distracted while Kennedy was outside. He beat the title, pinned him, kicked out at two. Eventually overcame the advantage Kennedy had, hit a Batista bomb for the win, and Taker came down for the stare.
Yeah, so it was good. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right, move on to the next week here. Top five songs at number five, The Sweet Escape. Staying at number four is It's Not Over. Down to three is The Same Scene, It's an Arms Race. Up to two is Say It Right, and staying at number one is Irreplaceable. Top five movies, down to five is Night at the Museum, down to four is The Messengers, down to three is Because I Said So. Debuting at number two is Hannibal Rising, and debuting at number one is Norbit. Get into Raw from Portland. Once again, it's aired on Thursday because the dog show. Vince is here to open the show, and he introduces Donald Trump, and Trump comes out. Vince says he's never stood in a ring with him before, and Trump's probably intimidated, and he says he's not. They go back and forth for a while, and then they agree to a hair versus hair match at WrestleMania with wrestlers standing in for both of them. It took 15 minutes to get to this point. Not great.
No.
Nitro Molina pick up a win over Super Crazy and Mickey James. Great Khali squashes Eugene.
Shawn Michaels did an interview with Molina plugging the new DX DVD and about his road to WrestleMania. Actually, I think I meant Molina. Carlito wanted an apology for Ric Flair. Rick refused, and Carlito challenged him to a match tonight, and Rick accepted. Jeff Hardy wrestled Chris Masters. If Masters won, he got an Intercontinental title shot. He did not. Roddy Piper's here in Portland, which is fitting, of course, and he is cancer-free.
Yeah, it's good.
And he introduced the first member of the 2007 class of the Hall of Fame, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Very, very appropriate. We're on this road, and Dusty gets inducted, and we're watching it real time, and Dusty's kid very well could, you know, win a championship, and I won't harp too much on Dusty, but I think it was wonderful just to see Dusty get this honor from a WWE standpoint, because up until this point, what, the Hall of Fame came back 4 years ago, and your headliners, I don't know if 04 really had a headliner, but your headliners are Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, Dusty Rhodes. That's heavy. That's, you know, means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did something stupid after that because they had Umaga come out and beat up both of them.
Yeah, I remember people being very upset about that.
That's stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the moment is about Dusty and the moment is about Piper. Don't make it about Umaga. You want to do a beat setting with Umaga, do something else.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You don't need to do that. That there's no point in that. That has nothing to the show. There's something else that happens on the road to Mania.
No, I think he wanted to show Vince that he could beat up old people.
This is true.
That's why he came out and did the whole thing. And
that's Vince is a fucking
maniac. That's fair. I think it's silly, but that's fair.
Very, very fucking silly, but yeah.
Ric Flair beat Carlito for some reason. I have not understood anything that they've done with Carlito for the last calendar
year. Yeah, it's very strange. MVP and Kennedy are here, and they're teaming with Edge and Orton in the main event. Edge and Orton come in to touch base. It's time for the main event. Cena, Batista, Shawn, and Undertaker against Rated RKO, MVP, and Kennedy. Really, very good main event, even just on paper. You know, they don't do these big multi-man tag matches to main event Raw anymore, and they really should. You know, Batista gets a hot tag and spine busters everyone. That was good. And Orton gets in between Michaels and Undertaker. Michaels is going to hit sweet chin music, but Randy ducked, and he almost hit Undertaker. Then Undertaker almost chokeslammed Shawn, but they calm down. And Randy threw Undertaker out of the ring and hit Shawn for sweet chin music, or Shawn hit sweet chin music for the win. Then Undertaker comes back in and chokeslams Shawn, and Batista hits a Batista bomb on Cena. So, interesting.
Very.
Interesting way to finish.
Very interesting way to finish.
On to ECW from Seattle. Lashley's in action against Hardcore Holly. It's Extreme Rules this time. They did the spot where they throw him into the chair in the corner.
Yeah.
Kevin Thorne and Monty Brown defeat the Sandman and Tommy Dreamer. CM Punk defeats Mike Knox and gets beat up by Snitsky after. Feels like CM Punk, but you know. Elijah Burke and Kevin Thorne defeat RVD and Sabu. So, sure.
Yay.
Then we move to SmackDown, also from Seattle. Finlay against Boogeyman. Hornswoggle goes to distract Boogeyman, but Little Boogeyman comes and stops Hornswoggle, and Boogeyman gets the win. Sure.
Yeah.
Deuce defeats Brian Kendrick, so you'd have to imagine that they're going to win the tag title since they've beat them 4 straight weeks. We'll see how that works at No Way Out. Cena and Michaels defeat MVP and Mr. Kennedy. Very fun match. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Crystal's with Ted Long and takes off her clothes for him, so they're doing that, I guess.
Yeah.
Kennedy challenges
lead to some fun shit down the line, but
oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just takes a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we have Kennedy challenging Lashley for the ECW championship at No Way Out. I don't really know why he wants it, but you know,
he wants to be at WrestleMania.
No, that's true.
I guess he thinks that if he has an ECW title, we'll get to WrestleMania.
That makes sense. Gregory Helms and Scotty Tuhati go to No Contest when all the cruiserweights come out and brawl, and they will all wrestle at No Way Out. And then in the main event, Undertaker and Batista defeat Rated RKO. Very fun match. And Cena and Michaels attack them after, get their upper hand. And that was SmackDown. So
yeah. We're very clearly in the era of SmackDown needs ratings.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
John, can you do something?
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get to move to No Way Out from the Staples Center, February 18, 2007.
I believe this is the first pay-per-view at the Staples Center since WrestleMania 21.
Yeah, it had probably to be, is. I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I believe last month started it, but because I think Royal Rumble is the first, Royal Rumble 2008 is the first HD pay-per-view. So now we're yes. in the age of.
Oh, no, that was 08. That was 08 that happened.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. January 08, yeah. Royal Rumble, I think, was the very first pay-per-view mm-hmm. they did.
Yeah.
That was mm-hmm. in high definition. So we're yeah. in the very final year yep. of the 4x3 format and everything looking like yeah. a box. So I just want to point that out because that's always my hardest, you know, when it comes to watching old shit, is having to get used again to how we used to watch television. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're very close to technology, especially within WWE. Even though the wrestling starts to suck, at least the presentation, it gets enhanced so much more once we get to HD. So I did want to point that out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. So yeah, No Way Out from Staples Center. We do the intros. Michael Cole can barely speak, which doesn't seem ideal when he has to talk for 3 hours. But yeah. You know,
like Eminem couldn't have called in backup. You have two backup announcers. But
that's true. He could have. I mean, Eminem and MVP take on Benoit and the Hardys. You know, pretty fun opener. It was fine. Benoit gets the win with the crossface. So. Big win for him. Builds some momentum going to Mania. Mm-hmm. Vicky tells Crystal she has a big announcement Friday on SmackDown. We do the Cruiserweight Invitational, and instead of having Gregory Helms last till like the end of it, they have him kind of get beat in the middle. And then Chavo Guerrero comes out, and he ends up being the winner. So Chavo is the Cruiserweight champion again.
Yeah, because
strange way to end like a year-long title reign, but right. I mean, you know, a
really good year-long title reign ended like that. It's
yeah. Yeah. Finlay and Hornswoggle are teaming up against Boogeyman and Little Boogeyman. Hornswoggle is about to get wormed, but he leaves, and Boogeyman chases after him, and then Finlay hits Little Boogeyman with the shillelagh and gets the win.
It was fun. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Up until this match, he's still a little bastard. Like,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, honestly, I wish if it wasn't for the need of them switching to PG, they would have kept it Little Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
kind of funny, but you know, I love that about WWE. I love when they go and do the go pay homage to OG professional wrestling, and OG professional wrestling did include the juniors, and every now and then they'll go get the Little Bastard, the Little Boogeyman, and go mm-hmm. stick them in a tag match, and it's just absurdity, and I enjoyed this absurdity a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Then we move on to Shawn Michaels telling Crystal that he's got Cena's back tonight, even if Cena doesn't have his back, because, you know, Shawn doesn't want anything to happen to Cena before Mania. Kane defeats Booker T. I mean, it was fine. He's nothing special. It just, you know, we've seen both of those two wrestle each other and others enough where, you know, just perfectly.
Same exact. Old shit.
Yeah. Which, honestly, probably why Booker T felt that he had to leave, because he's just mm-hmm. not really doing anything else at this point.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the why, man. This shit ain't new shit. Different color jail cap is all.
Because he was never really, like, hurt or anything either. Time. He's been there, really, right. since he jumped. I mean, from WCW.
Once you took the title off of King Booker, you just sent him back to being a mid-carder.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else for him to do other than have a random match against Kane. And so, I mean, of course, also playing into why he left was the suspension. But, yeah. you know, there was nothing left for him to do. And this was a clear sign that, hey, there's nothing else for Booker to do in WWE.
Kane, yeah.
there's not even new blood for him to fight with. Good new blood. He fought fucking Boogeyman last year.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, like, there's not much for Kane to do either. Kane sticks around, obviously, yeah, but, like...
Kane is beating Chavo, the dude who just finagled his way into a Cruiserweight Open and ended a year-long Cruiserweight title reign. He mm-hmm. just beat Chavo in 8 seconds the year later for the ECW Championship.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much Kane and Booker don't need to be. Unfortunately, Kane's going to stick around for a while.
Yes.
You know, at least Booker had the wherewithal to, hey, go steal money from Dixie Carter and go fuck around on commentary, yes. You know, but it's changing. The guards are changing and it's changing at a pace. I don't think Vince nor the wrestlers that they have were ready to shift. Because the old guys aren't ready to leave, or at least they're not in a position to leave, and the young folks aren't ready to ascend, or at least some of the young guys aren't ready to ascend. It's a really weird time.
Exactly. So let me get London and Kendrick against Deuce and Domino, and again, you would think after the past month that Deuce and Domino are going to just win. Instead, they lose clean in the middle of the ring. So London and Kendrick retain. Now, Deuce and Domino will eventually beat them, so... You know, not to spoil it, but like,
it's the WWE way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you got a hot momentum for a young tag team, they have to lose it. Mm-hmm. And then by the time that they're champions, like,
Yeah, exactly.
So we go with Lashley and Kennedy. Lashley got fed up with Kennedy hitting low blows, so they hit him with a chair for DQ, retain the ECW title. Crowd was kind of mum on it. I don't blame them. Yeah. Actually, Massaro won the Diva Talent Show by unveiling her Playboy cover. So
that's not really a talent. No, yeah, that's fine.
And then we get our main event between Taker and Batista against Cena and Michaels. You know, we go through here. Michael Cole sounds like he's gonna die.
Yeah,
he can't even finish the match. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just reacting. Houston just beat Memphis on a buzzer beater.
They did. Crazy.
Oh, damn, I turned it off. Oh.
Yeah, Memphis just tied it with 8 seconds to go. Houston had one final possession, and they just buried it.
Yeah, yeah. When we started this, I think Houston had like a close to double-digit lead.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good shit.
Wow.
This is March.
Yep.
Batista was bleeding. Cena and Taker both got hot tags. I wish that they wrestled when Cena was in his prime.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that match would have been money. Taker took both Shawn and Cena out. Batista spine-bustered him. So Shawn and Cena do the sweet chin music into the FU for the win. Batista and Undertaker just ended the show with a stare down. I guess they could not coexist.
You just threw out the idea of Batista versus John Cena main eventing WrestleMania. And, of course, like we got that a few years too late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what if we can just reverse some things? And I know Batista has a championship. I don't know if you want to do the unification or just want one of them to drop it. But would you sacrifice what we got in 2007 in order to get Batista versus Cena for the title?
Oh, I would have done Batista. I would have done Cena Taker.
Wow.
I would have definitely done Cena.
Taker beat Cena, or have Cena beat the streak?
They could have done that match at some point. It would have been awesome. I'm surprised that they never pulled that trigger.
I'm very mad we got it when we did, especially because I was in the building for it.
Not even for like a B-pay movie that they did it.
Right.
Crazy. Especially considering, like I said, Cena in this era of John Cena against that Taker would have been fantastic.
Okay, so that expands the question. Is Batista and Cena or Taker and Cena a more attractive option in 2007 than what we got with HBK?
I don't think so, though, at the same time, as much as I wanted to see, because a lot of people were behind Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wanted him to see him be champion. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought he was going to be champion going into the show and back.
The sympathy angle.
He had built up.
Yeah.
So I think what we got was really good. I just wish at some point in this era that we got prime Cena versus that Taker.
Yeah.
That was a decent no way out. At least the main event came.
It's better than a lot of No Way Outs are usually.
Yes.
Because last year's is a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
No Way Outs are never really a show you can care about. So this was this is okay.
All right. We got one more week here. Starting with your top five songs, Runaway Love by Ludacris and Mary J. Blige is up to number 5. This Ain't a Scene, It's an Arm Race down to 4. Sweet Escape is up to 3. Irreplaceable fell to 2. And Say It Right is the number 1 song in America. My God.
Nelly Furtado?
Yep.
Yes, good song.
Top 5 movies, up to 5 is Daddy's Little Girls. 4 is Music and Lyrics. Down to 3 is Norbit. Debuting at number 2 is Bridge of Terabithia. And debuting at number 1 is Ghost Rider, which is not a good movie, but it's okay.
I don't even remember selling the Ghost Rider, but like, Oh my God, this slight tangent. So we went to go see Cocaine Bear last week. Mm-hmm. And Cocaine Bear is good, but I hated the first third of it because the high school girls in front of us wouldn't shut the fuck up. So of course I had to snitch, which, hey, always snitch in a movie theater if people are annoying you. You have that right. But you know, they're doing the trailers. And have y'all seen the trailer for that Nicolas Cage movie where he's like a vampire or some shit? I think it's called Renfield. You can't miss it because they play it before every fucking movie. And the girls are just like going crazy. Fuck yeah, Nicolas Cage. There's one section in the world that wants to see a Nicolas Cage movie or will go crazy for a Nicolas Cage movie. If you say Nicolas Cage is a ghostwriter, if you say Nicolas Cage is going to solve a puzzle in Philadelphia, if you say Nicolas Cage is one half of John Travolta, there's only one section of people who give a shit. They all look like White Sox fans. Anyway, that's my tangent. I am done.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay, so we got one more week. Raw from Bakersfield, California. We open with Vince in the ring, and there's a barbershop and, you know, like a pole and a chair and stuff.
Ooh,
and
he cuts, what's going to happen?
Starts talking about Trump and then shows the pictures of Britney without her hair to show what's going to happen to Trump, which is not cool to do. Shows Photoshop pictures of Trump with various hair and as a bald guy, and then announces his official representative, Umaga. Vince says Umaga can have an Intercontinental title match against Jeff Hardy right now as well, and Umaga gets the win over Jeff, so he's the Intercontinental champion now, which will lead to a pretty famous Raw moment in a couple months. But yeah, for now, for now, it's kind of like, okay, sure, whatever. I guess it matches up a little bit.
I guess it's needed because Lashley has the ECW championship, and they're never going to do shit with the Intercontinental belt. Plus, Jeff's had it for the Money in the Bank match. He's got a bigger fish to try to get.
Exactly.
So it's like, let's beef up Umaga
and to
get him ready for this. This is his first IC title, right?
Yep.
I think he held it a couple more times in like 09, I want to say.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
Flair and Carlito are tagging now. I guess they're going to try and, Flair's going to mentor Carlito or whatever. And they beat Cade Murdoch. Todd Grisham's with Michaels and Cena, says they won last night. They know where they both stand for Mania and, you know, may the best man win. All that good stuff. Orton says that Vince gave them a rematch for the tag titles, him and Edge, but Edge is talking about the Money in the Bank ladder match instead, and he's going to beat RVD in a qualifying match next week, which kind of messed up to have the two winners go against each other in a qualifying match, but, you know, sure. They do Melina and Mickey since they didn't do it at No Way Out, and Melina gets the win, so she's women's champion now, which, I don't know. I mean, I heard she gets good at some point, so I'll be respectful.
Yeah.
I heard she gets very good, but it feels like a real big waste of Mickey, to be honest with you.
It is a waste of Mickey. It is an unfortunate way for things to bounce for her, considering the fact that, you know, I don't think they ever realized what they had in her.
No, and I mean, you know, they had the whole stuff with Trish and Lita that kind of pushed her out of the way and, you know.
Yeah, and then it's really, like I said, it's really unfortunate. I don't think they knew what they had in her. Melina does get good.
Yeah, well, so, that's fair.
It doesn't happen obviously right away. It doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The match at Mania, you know, it's gonna be a lumberjill match.
Yeah,
so they can give that away. But it's gonna be a lumberjill match. It's not gonna be straight up one on one.
Yeah, and then Todd Grisham interviews Mickey after the match, and she slaps him. So clearly they're doing something there at least. Mm-hmm. Great Khali wins a handicap match against Highlanders, and then says that he needs better competition. Okay, well,
yeah,
good luck.
Sure.
A new Hall of Fame announcement where Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig's going into the Hall of Fame. So we got Dusty Rhodes and Kurt Hennig so far. It's a
good
plat.
Yeah.
And then it's time for our main event. John Cena against Randy Orton, non-title match.
I thought when I was watching this show that this wasn't going to be like a clean finish or anything. They went pretty long. They did, obviously, I think I'm pretty sure it ended in DQ.
Yeah, they had Edge come in and then they were going to concerto Cena, but Sean came out. This is
one of those situations where it's like people remember Cena and Orton at SummerSlam 2007. Yeah. Probably don't remember this match.
No.
I definitely did not. And like I said, when I was watching this, I thought, okay, Angle, they're surely not winning this match. I'm wrong. This is a perspective sort of thing where now where people were like, oh, why is this match happening on TV and not there? And, well, right or wrong, this stuff has happened before, and history does eventually tell the side of when it's bigger.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got ECW again. The New Breed are here. They say that any one of them could beat any one of the ECW originals, so we're going to do RVD against Kevin Thorne, and RVD actually picks up the win. So,
well, there you go.
Sure. We get our first Money in the Bank qualifying match, CM Punk against Johnny Nitro. Punk gets the win, doesn't have to deal with Snitsky after, so they might have just dropped that already and are deciding to go with Punk, which, good idea.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Lobbies and Stomps back together. They beat a couple of jobbers, it's Dupree and Sylvan again, so sure, they'll be back together on ECW. And then Lashley defends the title against Hardcore Holly and Mr. Kennedy. I don't really know why they needed to do that again. I guess they're building up Lashley because he's going to be Trump's guy, but like, there's probably a better way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, Trump's guy was going to be Hogan, but they couldn't get something figured out. But then Hogan would have beat Umaga, so that would have been stupid. So,
God.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it sounds about reasonable that Trump would be, or Hogan would be Trump's guy. Or Trump would be Hogan's guy.
Yeah.
In a way, it is kind of, because Vince...
WrestleMania 4 and
did Vince
5.
In 19?
Yeah, Vince won, right?
Hogan won in 19.
Oh, yeah.
Because Vince had the...
No, because Piper came out.
No, Hogan won. Because Vince came out...
Hogan won that match.
Hogan won the match because Vince was wheeled to the stretcher and he was giving the middle finger.
Hogan leg dropped him like 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Piper came out, but he hit both of them.
That's right.
He hit both.
Yep.
Or he was going to get Vince, but he hit Hogan. But he's
Hogan. Listen, Hulk Hogan is a man of many things. Doing business is not one of them.
That's true.
This is true.
Good point. It's a good SmackDown from San Diego. Oh, yeah, the whole month they have been talking about how Rey Mysterio is coming back, and I'm like, oh, that's confusing. I thought he wasn't back till the end of the year, but he's just back for this show in San Diego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we open with Michael Cole interviewing Batista in the ring, which they didn't do super often, but, you know.
Nope.
He's been familiar with The Undertaker since long before he came to WWE, and he respects The Undertaker. He's not going to apologize for what happened at No Way Out, because Undertaker would have done the same thing to him. Batista's not intimidated by The Undertaker. It's all about competition. He's going to walk into WrestleMania as world champion and walk out as world champion.
See, this is the evolution of the streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really got leveled up 2 years ago when Orton literally said he wanted to break it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're putting him in title matches.
Yeah.
So those are high stakes, and with Batista, as dominant as he's been, you could say, okay, well, this might be the time where it's actually threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, wow, it's Batista.
Exactly. Plus, like, just being streak versus title, like, one thing's going to change.
Exactly.
So.
Something's got to give. It adds a ton of... This is, again, the main matches with Taker from, like, 05 till the end.
Matt Hardy teams up with Kendrick in London, and they defeat Joey Mercury and Deuce and Domino. I feel like we could have given all of these people something new to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Vicky Guerrero says that everything's been taken care of for tonight, so we'll see what she means, I suppose. Chavo defeats Sky Tuhati to retain the Cruiserweight title.
Michael Cole said Chavo Guerrero was a 6-time champ, by the way. Yeah, I guess they are counting WCW.
Count the WCW ones, and you know.
Yep.
Money in the Bank qualifying match, King Booker picks up the win over Kane.
Which kind of undoes Kane beating Booker?
Well, yeah, Kali showed up and distracted Kane and kind of speared him through the barricade, and then, you know, Booker was able to get the pin. So Kane's going to be facing Kali, and Booker's going to be in the Money in the Bank match. Finlay and Hornswoggle defeat Boogeyman, Little Boogeyman again. I don't know why we had to run it back, but, you know. Then it's time for Rey Mysterio. So he says, you know, his rehab's going well. He'll be back better than ever. Vince makes an appearance, and he's got a bunch of security guards, and says that he's got a big WrestleMania match, and, you know, Vince has to show off his weapon here. And Umaga comes out and beats down Rey, and just, I don't know, you don't have to keep having him do this.
Here's my other thing. Vicky says everything's taken care of, and they don't allude to it.
Yeah, that too.
Like, okay, if it was Vicky who was doing this, mm-hmm. why isn't she out there with him? They didn't,
No follow-up there, and they just wanted to make Rey look bad again, which they did last time he was in San Diego, too, because Great Khali beat him when he was champion that, so I don't know, like, they could just do without this. Yeah. That was SmackDown, and we are done.
So, I'm going to make a case for the man we just talked about to be King of the Ring. two or a big championship match. He laid out two Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. He laid out, albeit an injured one, and future Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And he's on his way to a big, you know. To say that Umaga had the most talked about WrestleMania match, like, it is a thing that will always be stamped upon his career, and something that if mm-hmm. he does eventually go into the Hall of Fame, he will ride into the Hall of Fame. Say whatever you want about the people involved in the match, you know, he's every bit as good as Bam Bam. And yeah. Bam Bam got his moment in the sun. Granted, it was a main event, actual main event, mm-hmm. but it was the marquee match, same as Umaga's. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's on a really good run right now, just career-wise, and it sucks that it gets cut short a few years down the line because of, you know, everything was going on. But it's a big moment for him. So I throw out Umaga for King of the Ring.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is it for our show today. When we come back, we'll talk about AEW Revolution. I know maybe two matches on the card because that's how much I watch AEW. But I will carve out some time. Maybe tonight, got to convince my girl, hey, I know you just got back from vacation. Do you want to watch wrestling? Yeah, I'll see how far that goes. You can follow me at Cameron Santo. Rob's at RobOneNeil31. Chris is at Chris M. Novak. Rob has a show called The Late Night Grin. Why don't you tell him about him?
Yeah, you know, if you do want to get some more AEW previews and all that, we did one Thursday night. You can check that out, latenightgrin.com. If you want to hear more about the road to WrestleMania, we have a show on Twitch about the World Wrestling Federation, just twitch.tv/latenightgrin. You can check that out and just go through, see what works for you. It's a lot of wrestling talk, and it's a lot of fun.
That's right, that's right. At BarbershareNet on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/BarbershareDigital, Patreon.com/BarbershareNetwork, BCNNet.com. That's where you can find all our shit. We were signing off for the beginning of March. We'll see you next week. Talk more about the road to WrestleMania right here on Ruthless Aggression.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.